que t'hi assits. Is it nuptial mass of Noe and Natalie? The piece is taken from St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brethren, let women be subject to their husbands as to the Lord, because the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. He is the savior of his body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so also let the wives be to their husbands in all things. Husbands, love your wives as Christ also loved the church and delivered himself up for it, that he might sanctify it, cleansing it by the laver of water in the word of life, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having a spot of wrinkle, nor any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So also all men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loved his wife loved himself. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, as also Christ do to the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be two in one flesh. This is a great sacrament, but I speak in Christ and in the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular love his wife as himself, and let the wife fear her husband. We stand up to hear the words of the most holy gospel are taken from St. Matthew. At that time, the Pharisees came to Jesus, tempting him and saying, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?" Who answering said to them, "Have ye not read that he who made men from the beginning made them male and female?" And he said, "For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they two shall be in one flesh. Therefore now they are not two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder." At the words of the Holy Gospel, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, first we want to congratulate Noe and Natalie in this wedding of today. It's a great event for the whole family, also for the Catholic Church, for God. Everybody's in great feast today, because our new generosity of informing a family with the blessing of God to live holy, to have children for God, and to live according to the faith, to keep populating heaven and passing handed down in the future for their children these blessings, passing the truth, the faith, their example through the virtues, to the practices of the Catholic religion. So it's most beautiful. A matrimony is very beautiful because it's the foundation of the Catholic Church, it's the foundation of society, the foundation of the future life in heaven. So it's also important to remember that we are now in the last Mass being celebrated in this place, being allowed in public, in this traditional altar, founded by Father Desmet, precisely to celebrate the most holy sacrifice and to teach the truth, to give hope and to spread charity among nations, the charity of our Lord Jesus Christ. This charity, this faith, is transmitted to us through our parents, our great parents, and especially with the family who has been receiving the gift of keeping the faith, also having the blessing of St. Pius X in the family, and being now witnesses of this matrimony in the very spot where the famous black robe, Father Desmet, was here preaching in this place, saying Mass, doing the apostolate, converting these Indians, this place in Idaho. It's no coincidence in this matrimony that God is wants to bring back to these lands the faith, the power of His most holy sacrifice, and especially through this new family which has been just founded today. This new family with Noe and Natalie. In this feast of the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, it's very meaningful for many reasons. Today, the Blessed Virgin Mary is offering today herself, as she did from the very beginning to her entrance to the world, the day of her Immaculate Conception. She offered herself to God completely. And today, she is doing again that through her visitation when she was 3 years old only. But she's doing that in public, giving us the example and the teaching that we must also ourselves consecrate ourselves to God every time that we come to church to profess our faith, to be witnesses of the love of God. So we are now being witness of this love for God in this holy matrimony we are joining together today. We are witnessing today. They are consecrating themselves like the Blessed Virgin Mary in this temple to God, to found a new family, winning the blessings of this consecration, precisely on the feast of the Visitation, in which Mary was consecrated forever in public, yes, to God. Because the Blessed Virgin Mary was renewing her offering. She was never led by the human spirit. She was led by the Holy Ghost, the full time, every moment, by divine wisdom. And the Blessed Virgin Mary, at only 3 years old, she was letting behind her house, her parents. And we have just witnessed a few moments ago, the father is giving her daughter in marriage to Noe, and Natalie is giving behind her parents to form a new family, to have her own children with the blessing of God. She's doing like the Blessed Virgin Mary. She left behind her parents, her house, the joys of having been a father home for many years, in order to consecrate herself in sacrifice for God. Without conditions, like signing a blank check. This is matrimony. It's a beautiful sacrifice, trusting in God, trusting in each other, fidelity and love, in order to propagate, to populate heaven, giving themselves their life for each other, in order to have their life continuing in their children, towards eternity, putting God first before their own needs, their own interests, because it's a sacrifice. The Blessed Virgin Mary was consecrating herself today, not thinking about herself. She was serving God the whole time, being docile to the will of God, putting God first. It's the main teaching of today. They are joining in a sacred matrimony, Noe and Natalie, as a sacrifice pleasing to God that will be blessed exceedingly. So full of confidence in God, the Blessed Virgin Mary did it. You are also doing it. She was doing it when she was very little, just 3 years old. And you also, you are very little. You know your witnesses, you know that you are in the midst of a world which is in great apostasy, great evil surrounding us everywhere. The only thing that can hold us persevering is our holy Catholic faith, the trust and confidence in our Lord Jesus Christ, and the charity that He gave to us that we are giving to Him. Knowing that His promise will be fulfilled always. His blessing will be upon you, Noe, Natalie. So the Blessed Virgin Mary was climbing along the steps at the temple without her mother, without her father. So today also, we have seen the parents delivering their children in order to be now forming a new family together. They are left now alone to build up themselves, this family, without the physical presence of the parents. Climbing along the steps towards heaven together. The Blessed Virgin Mary also wanted to teach us that the Holy Ghost must be our guide, means the truth, the faith, tradition, the magisterium, through Mary. So Mary did it first, and she's receiving you, your vows at this moment. She's your mother, will be always your mother, watching upon you. But she wants you to be also having as light, as guidance, this holy faith that we have been defending, thanks to the great example of Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre, defending it, keeping it on the file, in spite of the persecutions and crosses which represents this fight of fidelity. With the highest inheritance that you can give to your children. This is a strong, firm defense profession of the Catholic faith. In this holy spot, in the presence of the heavenly court, they are present at Mass, and also in presence of the very spot which Father Desmet built to preserve precisely the Catholic faith. It's the best inheritance for your children. So also the Blessed Virgin Mary died to the world. She died to herself. She sacrificed herself to be at the service of God, and you are also doing the same. Mary's dispositions of her soul was a continual, fervent, and complete abandonment to divine providence. This is why it's no coincidence that today, besides being the feast of the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we also celebrate today the feast of Mary, Mother of Divine Providence. Because she wants this new matrimony to be trustful in holy abandonment to Divine Providence through the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Blessed Virgin Mary was consecrated to her heart completely to the service of God and the service of us in order to be our mother. You also are doing the same. Through the Blessed Virgin Mary, you are going to place, after Mass, in her presence, you are going to put your matrimony, your future children, to win her blessing, her protection, until the end. The Holy Temple received once and forever the real, eternal temple of God, which is the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which have been holding until eternity the incarnate Word as the Mother of God, of the Blessed Trinity, Temple of the Most Blessed Trinity. So you're also entering into this Holy Temple to be consecrated through Mary to be as a sanctuary of life for children for God, this Holy Family, that the Holy Family. So today, dear Noe,